Druck is trying to go to Dasre. And that is off and into the hands of the referee. Back the other way, Mac will put it into play. And out of bounds, tipped out. Good job by Kayla Druck there is defensively for Fort UConn. And here's Elena Mack with it for the rookies. To Sadie Newton in the corner. That shot is up. And the Eagles and the rookies dissing it off here. And on the baseline, the shot by Calver doesn't go. A rebound put back good for Maddie Newman. So Maddie gets the two-pointer. This ball out of bounds. This will still be Lady Eagles basketball for UConn. Not on the scoreboard yet. And here's a steal by Calver. Gets it over to Mac. And Mac for two. 10-0 score. Rookies early here. And here comes Kayla Druck with it. And now to Elena. Elena's shot will miss. And Maddie Newman with the rebound. Goes back to Elena Mack. Rookies work it up court. There's Calver. Takes one dribble to get to the hoop. Misses a shot there. Then wrestles down the rebound. Along with Fort UConn's Dasre Alexander. Dasre will get the possession for Fort UConn in the held ball. Now Bethany Brandle comes in for the rookies. She's a senior. She'll be picking up Kayla Druck. Here's Dasre Alexander back to Druck. It's in a little trouble. Goes to her sister, Elena. Back to Kayla. Bethany gets out there in time. Rebound comes off, and Mac gets it. Now Mac trying to work it up court, and Kayla trying to stay in front of her. Kayla or Elena still got it and takes it to the hole for two. Now this is Kayla with it, top of the key. Coming up, passing the three-minute mark here in the first quarter, and it's been King Cove doing what they do. They're up 12-0 here as Jalea Duarte picks up the loose ball in there. Druck got the dribble knocked away from him, and to Mac it goes for two. So the rookies out top here, 14-0, as for UConn and the rookies doing battle here this afternoon in our second bracket today. We had four games already today. And in those four games, it was Tri-Valley 40 on the girls' side. And the King Cove rookies had 71 on the boys' side in that opening round game. It was King Cove, the T-Jacks, with 78. And the Reddington Huskies with 28. Then Sand Point got doubled up by Nicolaibus as the girls won 54-31 and the boys 73-57 over Sand Point. So a couple teams standing at 0-1 or 1-1 or 0-2 at this point. Reddington one of them and Tri-Valley 1-1. Fort UConn girls now and Fort UConn boys coming up. Fort UConn boys won yesterday, 56-49. Fort UConn girls lost to Tri-Valley 27-16. And here's Mac out of the timeout. Tries to shot from the free throw line, not there. Duarte followed by Kayla Druck of Fort UConn. So Jalea will go to the line for two shots. And it's 14-0 here, the rookies on top. Julia's first shot good. He's a strong, talented junior young lady for the King Cove rookies, and she makes them both. She has ability to be a 20-point scorer, 30-point scorer every game, too, but usually focuses on the rebounding and the defense and the playmaking more than the scoring. As here's Strutt goes to the hoop. Kayla trying to get the shot up there, and Newton comes over to help out. Misses there, and Mack the other way. Mack takes it to the hoop and takes Elena Druck with her. And she'll get the and one. She makes a bucket and has one from the line. So Mack will try for the three-point play here. At 18-0, it'll stay 18-0. And Kayla Druck with the rebound. Here's Mary Carroll down court, gets a pass. Ashley Shirley trying to take it away and does. Shirley gets it over to Elena. And Elena now working inside, trying to pass back to Shirley. Taken away there as Maddie Newman comes up with a steal. Ahead to Elena. Pull back and step back three works for her. 21-0, 1:23 on the clock. As Kuzika and Calvert get ready to check in. And now on the sideline there, Desiree gets free. It goes to Elena in the lane there. And Newton steps in to take it away before she gets both hands wrapped on it. Now Mack over to Newton, back to Newman down on the baseline. And here it is, Mack out front for three. And it makes it 24-0 now with 47 seconds on the clock, first quarter. Eagles looking for that first bucket. And against this defense of the rookies, tough to do. Ashley Shirley posts up out there, throws the ball up over for Kayla, or Elena, rather, as Dodgery coming up to help out. And the girls got to look at this Fort UConn team. You know, it's two eighth graders, or let's see, three eighth graders, actually, right? Elena, Ashley, and Mary, I think all eighth graders, right? Yeah. So here's another bucket for the rookies. Makes it 27-0 here as we wind down inside 10 seconds. Here's a shot from the outside. Good! And there it is for Kayla, just inside the buzzer. A three-pointer for Druck. She did that yesterday, too, against Tri-Valley. And so they get on the board there with the three from outside. 27-3 our score in favor of the rookies here. After one quarter of play, we're going to switch it back to our station there, too, for a station break. And we'll be back in 60 seconds with the second quarter action.
Rookies are doing well, and we're going to say thanks to our sponsors before we go back for second quarter action. The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians Eastboro. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Schumigan Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the city of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. And finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
As we go back to second quarter action, it's Calver in there for the rookies now and gets a rebound off the first shot by 4UConn. Back the other way, Kuzikin is fouled. And we'll go to the line for two shots. So for Raida at the line, two on the way. First one good. And and one more coming up for Rita. And second one off there, and trying for it there was Kayla. Coming away with it was Dewari, but then Kayla takes it away. Kayla back the other way on the dribble still, goes into the lane, puts up the shot. Calver right there, good position, and Dosre races over to the sideline to get the rebound. Now to Ashley Shirley, back to Kayla. Three-pointer good for Kayla. Kayla with the three makes it 28-6 here. Rookies will work it down on the baseline to Kuzikin. Now inside to Duarte. Puts it up off the glass. No, gets her own rebound, misses. Rebound to Calver. She looks for help, finds Mack. Mack will fire and get two. Makes it 30-6 with that two-pointer. As there's Dazre with it out top. Now tries to go inside, stolen away there by Kuzikin. Ahead it goes to Duarte, and she's got two. As Dazre right there trying to get the block shot. Here is Kayla with it again, top of the key, and she hits another one. Kayla with 3 3-pointers, 32-9 now, 6:19 to go, and Kayla finding the spot. Yeah, she gets a hand on that pass. And for the rookies, out of bounds for them, will be Sadie Newton to inbound. And looking for Kuzikin coming to the ball there. She'll go to the line again, Rita. We'll have a two-pointer coming up again. Or two chances, I should say, for 2 points. Then they have to do the code. Okay. Here's a shot good for the rookies. Pushes out to 34-9. As here's Dazre in the lane. Can't get the shot up. Goes out in the corner as Elena Druck with the shot. That misses. Duarte rebounds that one. And Elena with the two-pointer there, a 36-9 score. As Kayla Druck goes off the wing there to Dazre, and Alexander's shot misses. Now to Mack. Mack inside, loops to the basket, can't get the shot to go. And it's Kayla with the rebound in traffic, still got it. Goes over to Elena. Now they leave Elena, and she's got Dazre right on the side. Shoot that ball, Dazre. This one won't work either. The rebound to Duarte. And now on the drive, Elena misses on the right baseline there, but the rebound taken down by Kayla Druck and flipped over there to Dazre Alexander. Alexander has it on the wing, going over to Kayla. Shot misses there, but Mack right there, along with Mary Carroll and Elena, will bring it over the baseline down to Newton for two. Sadie Newton with two on the assist from Elena Mack. Yeah. 38-9 score here is wondering if they're on. As KCP on. Okay. And here is Kuzikin out on the wing, tries a three-pointer. Not there, but the rebound comes off for the rookies to Duarte. She finds a cutting, Elena Mack, and Mack will get two. A 40-9 score here as Kayla Drucks brings it up. Kayla, top of the key. looks for Mary Carroll, and Carroll tries it from there. That's off and into the hands of Calver on the rebound. Calver goes around Ashley Shirley and then runs into the defense of Dazre Alexander. And the ball turned over. Comes into Duarte. Misses on the shot there, but a nice rebound in traffic by Kayla Druck. Duarte went after a two. And ahead of the pack, there is Elena, and she gets two. Elena Druck with the two-pointer. Good pass from her sister. As here's the shot out on the side there by Sadie Newton. Misses, and Elena with the rebound. Now Dazre bringing it up for the Lady Eagles. Comes down to Elena on the right wing here, but out of bounds it goes. Doesn't look right, does it? It's a 1-2-7-7-5. And a shot good there, maybe, let's see, for Duarte. Is the basket going to count? It is good, so Duarte's shot on the three-point try is not going to work, and the rebound comes out to Elena Druck. She'll fire from there. Duarte gets a hand on the rebound, but off her hands, out of bounds. Talia was trying to catch that and go for the outlet pass right away, but instead had a roll off her fingers and out. Here's Sadie Newton on the outlet pass off the miss on the inbound shot there by the Eagles, and there's a missed shot by the rookies. Back the other way comes Elena for the try. That one's off, and here comes Elena Mack with the rebound and the try for the basket at the other end. Rookies missed there, too. Dazre with another rebound. Now to Elena. The shot is off the mark as Elena Mack coming back the other way to Duarte, and she scores it with the left. Coming on the right side, put it up off with the left hand. 1:54 on the clock here. A 44-11 game. 1:46, rather, on the clock here as it's winding down in this first half. Here's Mack with it. Elena down the left side and scores two. So Kayla Druck will bring it up. Goes to Elena. She'll back it out in a three-point shot area, and the ball won't work. As this rebound taken down by Duarte to Elena Mack. Mack spins around the defender, gets it to Duarte underneath, misses on the first try and the second. Alexander blocks the third try by Newman. Now out to Mack for three, and she's got it. 49. Now 2:11, 54 seconds to go, first half. Here is Druck trying it. Last touch by Maddie Newman. The Alexander to Kayla. Shot bounces around, won't go down. Mary Carroll goes after it. Tipped around in there. Newton got it to Mack, and Elena pulls up for the jumper. Alexander, good defense on her, and Elena gets her own rebound, though. Now on the baseline, she'll come out the other side. And tries a three and has it. 52-11 now, with 16 seconds to go in this first half. And here is Elena with her shot from the outside. That was a good look there. It rimmed in and out. And just seconds to go, here's Duarte into the key. Can't get the shot to drop, and Elena with the rebound to end the half. Well, it's the rookies on top, 52-11 here after one half of play. the girls from Fort Yukon getting a couple of buckets from three-pointers from Kayla Druck, and then a two-pointer from sister Elena. And that's been their scoring. On the other side, Elena Mack on front, five three-pointers, in fact, with a couple of twos along the way. They've got her at 28 points already here. And then 8 points, 10 points for Duarte, and two for Newton, four for Maddie Newman. And that's the scoring pretty much for the rookies, I think, at this point. One from Rita Kuzikan. And we might be down a couple there. We'll have to check that. But, yeah, in fact, I think Mac has 31, not 28. There we go. That will probably do it. So halftime here. We're going to send it back to our stations for a long break, make sure everybody's in position there on the call, and especially for the next game, as it's the rookies out on top over the girls from Fort Yukon. The score here at the half is 52-11, and we'll be back with second half action. After we take a long break here, we'll give it 8 minutes here at the half. And we're back to action here. Second half will begin with the rookies having the basketball. They have the 52-11 lead here at the half. Fort Yukon, a couple of three three-pointers, actually, coming from Kayla Druck, and a two-pointer from Elena. That's their scoring. On the other side, 31 points. 33 points for Elena Mack and 12 for Duarte. And I think that was Newton from the outside. It got blocked up. There was Sadie that picked up that was Elena from the outside with the two. Right? Yeah, 11. I'm sorry. There's a shot inside by Kayla Calver. She gets a two-pointer. And so here's Elena again. And this was Elena Druck that hit that. Kayla Druck from the outside. She'll try the three. That one misses. So Fort Yukon got the first bucket of the second half. I just got mixed up going with Elena, as there's the foul on Desiree. Alexander picks up the foul. They're going to give it to Mary Carroll. So Carroll with the push. Desiree had the good hands-up defense then. And at the line, Maddie Newton will shoot two, the first one missing. As Newman gets ready for the second one. Maddie missing on that one, too. 55-13 score. Then, 54-13 score, 1-2. We're squared away now, I think. So, Fort Yukon with a turnover at the other end there, the defense of the rookies coming up with a turnover. And there's Newton, Sadie, with a three-pointer. Makes it 58-13 as Kayla Wall run it up court, top of the key. She finds Newman there, passes over to Dossery, and Alexander, her shot from the outside, doesn't work. But a good look for Dossery. And back comes Elena Mack, stepping through everybody, throws it up off the glass, not there. Duarte with the foot back for two. And for the rookies out on top here is Elena will try the long one again. The first one in this half was just inside the three-point arc. And there's Duarte again for a putback. When she does so well, too, she keeps that ball up in the air, taps it to herself, and gets it in shooting position and knocks down the shot. Here is Kayla. This one off the front iron. Duarte with the rebound, flips it ahead to Mack. Mack with Ashley Shirley in front of her and pulls up. Ashley gives her some room. I would too. And she ends up hitting a three-pointer instead. And here is Elena to try it from two-point land. This one hits the back iron and out. Kuzikin and Bethany Brandle will check in. Rita and Bethany will be in now for the rookies in a 65-13 ball game. 4:28 to go here in the third quarter, as we knew Fort Yukon would be up against it here with the rookies. Just about everybody is. The best game the rookies have had here on this road trip, and maybe in the season, I'm not sure, but Tri-Valley had a nice game going against them. They had a couple of lapses there where they gave up 10 points in a row, which that's usually what happens, but the game ended up with the score 71-40, I think, was the final. Yeah, here's Rita down in the corner. Back it goes to Mack. She'll swing it, sees Bethany out there. Brandle will get it back to Rita in the corner. The shot just short as Calvert goes for the board, keeps it alive, and Bethany picking it up out at half court. So Calvert with another strong rebound try, and there's Alexander, knocks down the pass there by Mack. Gets it over to Kayla and Druck. Back to Sis, and Elena fires, but is short on the three try. And now Bethany back the other way. Brandle shot too hard off the glass. Culver crashes the board. So does Kayla, as Kayla last touched. There's a shot from outside by Mack, and she's got it. 68-13. 3:22 on the clock here in the third quarter. And this is Kayla to bring it up. Straight away, three-point try will not go, but out of bounds it does go, and the rookies will get it back here as Elena Mack bringing it up court. Picked up out there by Elena Druck. They got Elena against Elena. And then on the floor, Rita trying to pick it up, and it ends up in the hands of Dosry, and Alexander ahead to Elena. Her shot won't go, and Calver with the rebound. Kayla goes to Mack, and Mack down to Rita, and a good bounce pass there. Misses a shot. To the floor they go, and Rita, along with Calver and Elena Druck, all on the floor, held ball. It'll be Eagles basketball. The Eagles at 13, the rookies at 68, and 2:25 on the clock here in the third. As here is Kayla to sister Elena, and misses a shot there, but Alexander with the rebound tries to get it out of there and does to Mary Carroll. And Carroll goes back to Alexander. Desiree will pass cross court and over to Elena. The shot doesn't go. The rookies, Rita Kuzikin, with the rebound. And she gets it back as it was tapped by the Eagles. Out of bounds, though. It's still going to be, no, it'll be Eagles basketball. So Kuzikin had the shot off, but then batted back. She ended up with it again. Or the pass was batted down, and she ended up with it, put up the shot. But that came in and out. There's a shot from the outside, good for Elena. And Elena gets the three-pointer this time. Now Mack stops and pops. Three from out top for Elena Mack. So she matches Elena's three, Elena for Elena. And here's Kayla. She'll try to throw her name in the three-point hoop shoot, and she does. Kayla makes a three. She's got four in the game, 12 points. Emmett 71-19 now with under a minute to go. Rita in the corner. Back to Maddie. Now they find Calvert at the high post. Good pass from Rita to Kayla Calvert for 2 points. 73-19, 42 seconds on the clock. They swing it over to Elena, three-point land again. This one misses as the rebound off to Newman. Ahead to Mack and trying to find Calvert. She stretches out there. So this will be Elena Mack coming to the ball there and set for three. She hits it with 13 seconds on the clock, makes it 76-19. Rookies on top as Kayla comes up to the top of the key, tries a shot from there. Alexander saves it right to Mary Carroll, and her shot partially blocked there by Elena Mack. That'll turn it over to the timekeeper. Third quarter ends with the rookies on top, 76-19. We're going to be back with our fourth quarter. We'll be right back here in 60 seconds.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Our friends at John Golden Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Golden Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way.
Fourth and final quarter coming up next on KSDP.
Fourth quarter will start with the rookies having the basketball to start the fourth as Bethany Brandle tries to take a shot from the outside. Culver had the rebound, tried to pass back, stolen there by Elena Druck, and she misses on the shot. Ahead it comes, Maddie Newman steps through and gets to Newman, hustling it up court there, had Druck on her shoulder. Druck went by, and Newman put it in off the glass. Here is a shot from Kayla Druck. This is again tapped out by Alexander, or tapped back into play by Alexander. It ends up in the hands of Elena. And now to Kayla, and Kayla drains a three-pointer. First point to the fourth quarter. I say a long two-pointer as this shot out front by Mack misses. Rebound to Kayla. And Calver picks up the foul on the hold on the rebound. 78-21 the score. 6:42 to go in the ball game. Mary Carroll with it. Over to Elena Druck. Her shot will miss there, the rebound by the rookies. As Kuzikin gave it back to Calver, she headed to Mack with it and to Bethany Brandle for two. Mack finds Bethany for the two-pointer. There's Mary Carroll looking for Elena again. The shot just off as Calver again a rebound to Mack. Brandle's down there. This time Mary Carroll's in front of her. And now Mack pulls up on the baseline. Rims around and out. Bethany taps it out of there. And then Mary Carroll gets the rebound. Starts to head up court. Called for a travel. As the rookie's defense right on top of her. There is Elena out to Rita. And Rita hits the three. 83-21 now, 5:31 on the clock. Here's Kayla with it. Kayla Druck shot misses. Elena rebounds, puts it up, not there. Mary Carroll and Calver in a battle, and Elena Mack comes away with it. Ahead to Rita, and Kuzikin has another one. Kuzikin's two makes it 85-21. There's Mary Carroll trying one. One's off the mark. It'll be rookies basketball. Sends over to Newman. Maddie got it. Maddie with a three-point shot out there. For Fort UConn, slip it over to Alexander. Her shot is off the glass and the rim. Won't drop for her, and Mack back the other way. Elena puts up the shot. Misses there. Calvert with the rebound. Out to Rita. Hey, how about Kuzikin? Another three-pointer. 91-21. As here is Kayla Druck. Now down to Mary Carroll. Tries it from the baseline there. And Mack and she go for the rebound. As Mack comes away with it. Now in the lane, Mack gets to Elena Druck. Trying to get in on defense against Mack, but that's hard to do for anybody, really. 93-21, 3:49 on the clock. Goes to Elena Druck. Her shot misses there. And rebound, Mary Carroll down there. With Elena Mack. And I think Mary Carroll going to come to the side. Mack got her right, going for the rebound, got her right about neck range there. Not a collarbone, but I think just probably knocked her, took her breath away. As here's Rita, still feeling it. Wow, Rita, three threes in the quarter and a bucket to go. She's got 11 in the game. 96-21, 3:23 on the clock. And she's made three threes from the same area over here as Elena will try it too. Here's Rita with the long rebound off of Elena's miss to Newman. Over to Bethany, back to Calvert at the free throw line. This one misses too. And it'll be rookies basketball. So the rookies drop Elena Mack out of the scene there. And they'll play four on four, since Carroll went to the bench over there. Bethany will inbound. Comes into Maddie, and Newman's shot is off. Rebound goes to Kayla Druck, and Kayla hustles it up court. Got Calvert to beat, tries it. Calvert, good hands up defense, comes away with the rebound. Kayla will dribble it up court, too. She swings around into the lane area, back out to Bethany. Now to Maddie. Newman gets by Ashley Shirley and bounce passes over to Calvert. Misses the shot there. It's still going to be rookies basketball as last touched by Alexander. 2:15 on the clock here and a 96-21 score. Comes into Maddie as Mary Carroll flies over there to put a hand in the face, and then Calvert tries to go up and Alexander with the foul. Desiree, good hands-up defense. She and Calvert a lot alike and build-wise, and got her hand on the ball. Calvert in and out on the first shot. Second one coming up for Kayla. Second one also off, but Bethany there for the rebound. Put back won't go. And Kayla battles forward in there. Druck comes away with it. Druck back to sister Elena there, and her shot comes up short. Then she gets a hand on the ball there. Elena and Alexander both battle for it. Mary Carroll throws ahead to Kayla, and taken away there by Maddie Newman. Maddie ahead to Bethany. Ooh. Had Calvert cutting through as Bethany gets it back off the miss and puts it in off the glass for two. 98-21, 47 seconds on the clock. There's a shot by Kayla out there, misses. Elena gets it back to Kayla, rattles around, won't go down. Alexander has it, and now Bethany gets a rebound off of that one. And here comes Rita. Kuzikin up court quickly and fouled by Alexander. down to 15 seconds to go. And Reed at the line. Kuzikin has two shots. First one misses. And she might not get the second one. Time's going to wind down on this running clock. As this one up and off also. Rebound put back by Newman. Doesn't go. That's the end of the ball game. It ends at 98-21 in favor of the rookies. Hey, we're going to keep it right here, too. We'll do our little post-game shot, and then we'll be ready for the boys' game. We'll tell you how much time between that and now. As the rookies victorious here, they are going to be setting themselves up for a shot at the championship. King Cove kids were, both the boys and girls teams were champions back here in 2013. Then it's been Nenana on the girls' side 4 years in a row. And that's going to end this year. Nenana's not even here. And if they were, might have to play the rookies. So King Cove wins it 98-21, the final. And that puts them at 2-0 here in their pool. Tri-Valley girls are 1-1. Fort Yukon is 0-2. And so it'll be King Cove representing in the first and second place game tomorrow. The Pool B, they call it. So they choose, you play to see who, one of the teams from each pool usually comes out 2-0. If everybody's 1-1, you go on comparative scores, who beat who, and by how much, I think, is the way it works. They have, or flipping coins, they have the rules set up. So the boys not set up yet, but on the girls' side, it's clearly going to be King Cove girls in the championship game tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And for the Fort Yukon girls, they will be playing in the 5th and 6th place game, and that game at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So Fort Yukon girls at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And let's see, on the girls' side, for Fort Yukon, 14 points from Kayla Druck. And then her sister, Elena, had half of those, too. She had seven. As the two Druck girls got the 21 points for Fort Yukon between us. Kayla with 4 3-pointers in the ballgame. So good job by her as that young team coming along. 3 8th graders, a 9th grader, and a 10th grader. And they played the number one rated King Cove rookies. And depending on what poll you want to figure out, it might be number one rated in class 1A and 2A combined. I'm trying to think of some of the 2A girls, Wrangell, Cordova, probably the only ones that come to mind right off the top of my head that would do battle with them. And even that would be difficult. They beat some 3A teams already, took out Seward down the peninsula the other day, too, 79-35 in that one. So, very capable King Cove rookies team. Hard to stop. They had 3-4 players in double figures. 10 points for Maddie Newman. With 12 was Raida Kuzman, or Kuzikin. And then with 14, Jalea Duarte. And leading the way, Elena Mack, as always, seems to be the scoring leader. 43 for her. Pitching in with 5 points was Sadie Newton. And with 4, Bethany Brandle. Also with 4, Kayla Calver. As, Monica Yetchmenov and Leilani Brandle did not play. But all the girls that did scored points, at least 4. And they're 98 points, again, to 21, the final in this one. So coming up, the boys, and they do have the clock started. The boys' game, then, the Fort Yukon Eagles, winners yesterday against Reddington, 56-49, will play King Cove. Coming up, that game starting in 30 minutes from right now, 30 minutes from right now. So I'm going to keep this line open. You can just come back in when you want, and we'll stay on the conference call. 30 minutes, the boys' game coming up.